There is officially less than 1 month until Democratic voters across the Silver State are expected to come together and select their party's preferred candidate for president. But with only 31 days until the Nevada caucus, some presidential hopefuls still have a lot of work to do if they hope to win the First in the West contest. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke to Megan Messerly, the Nevada Independent's lead 2020 reporter, to help break down the race so far.
Megan, thanks so much for joining me. Let's jump in and talk about this recent rash of candidates that have dropped out. How does this affect the overall race here in Nevada?
I think it's been interesting to see where some of the endorsers have gone. Obviously, endorsements aren't the be-all, end-all. In Nevada, you know, I think there are not a lot of folks, if you talk to them, who would say, oh, I'm supporting so-and-so because of this particular endorsement. But, you know, it is an interesting barometer to look at where support is. Thing we saw recently, DNC committeewoman Allison Stevens from Nevada, she was a supporter of Julian Castro when he was in the race. She has switched her support over to Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. And then State Senator Joyce Woodhouse was a supporter of California Senator Kamala Harris and has also switched over to Warren. So it's been interesting to see that, though, you know, we've been tracking endorsements and keeping a close eye on that. And still, by far, former Vice President Joe Biden has the, you know, most significant number of endorsements from prominent folks here in the state. So, you know, those few folks switching over hasn't exactly, you know, made a difference if you're looking at the race in that perspective. But I think it's at least interesting to see where, as these folks are dropping out, where people are shifting their support into whom.
In that same vein, talking about endorsements, last week we had the Clark County Teachers Union endorsed Bernie Sanders. Are we going to start seeing those labor groups start to make their voices heard?
If they decide to play in the caucus, and by that I mean endorse, now is the time to do it, right? There's not that much time left to make an impact. Like you mentioned, the Clark County Education Association, which is teachers union, they have endorsed Bernie Sanders, which is interesting. We'll see sort of, you know, to what extent they mobilize and, you know, invest resources towards getting their folks out to support Senator Sanders. Obviously, the big one that we're sort of waiting for to see what happens is the Culinary Union, you know, representing the hospitality workers in Nevada. They've not sort of indicated what way they're going. I talked to the head of the international union, sort of the overarching union, which is Unite Here, and their president is Dee Taylor. And I asked him at a recent event, you know, what was going on with the endorsement. He told me that there's going to be a meeting in late January. They'll decide, you know, if they're going to endorse as a national union. If they don't decide to do that, the Culinary Union Secretary Treasurer has told me that they will likely endorse or probably endorse. Obviously, that can change, but it's kind of all dependent on what happens at the national level and whether they decide to go that way.
Now, what are we seeing from the polling here in Nevada?
What you always hear from folks is that Nevada is notoriously hard to poll. And that's true, but we really have not seen a ton of polling. You know, we had this recent Fox News poll, which was the first Nevada poll to come out of the new year. And that showed, you know, Joe Biden with 23% support, followed second place by Bernie Sanders at 17%. And then the interesting thing was that Elizabeth Warren and Tom Steyer, who people might have seen his ads on TV or gotten his mailers, he's been doing a lot of ad here, and they're actually tied for third place. I thought that was pretty interesting to see the effect of Steyer's investment here in Nevada. Like, we kind of see, you know, Biden and Sanders in these one and two spots, or there was another, you know, RGJ, you know, Gazette Journal Suffolk poll. And that one showed Biden and Sanders quite close, only, you know, 1 point away from each other. So, you know, it does seem right now like those are the two candidates out in front, but a lot can change based on what happens in the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary before we get to Nevada. So things can look one way now, but that can change entirely before our February 22nd caucus.
As you mentioned, while Tom Steyer has made some headway here, there are some candidates who have yet to gain traction in Nevada. Senator Amy Klobuchar comes to mind. What, in your opinion, do candidates need to do to pick up steam ahead of the February 22nd caucus?
I think Amy Klobuchar's campaign is actually one of the really interesting ones in that she hasn't peaked too early, like maybe we saw some of the other candidates, how she sort of run the steady campaign. But she has really focused so much time and effort on Iowa and not in Nevada. For the longest time, she didn't have a staff here. In fact, she only recently, you know, started hiring up, got a state director, got a political director, has an office now. And they're actively organizing on the ground. I think the question for her will be, you know, what happens in Iowa and how does that carry through to New Hampshire? And then, you know, how does that carry through to Nevada? If she does really well in Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, that could make a difference here. I think the question will just be how quickly she's able to shift her operation and her team from those states and bring them into Nevada, because she doesn't have this infrastructure like the other campaigns have, because she just has started building that, you know, recently, whereas the other campaigns have been on the ground since, you know, the spring or the summer, even at the latest. I think that is the question for her, is how she fares in Nevada will be pretty dependent on what happens in the first two states.
Megan Messerly is the 2020 reporter for the Nevada Independent. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.